really need us to unify and just to allow these young people to know that we love them, we support them, we're encouraged, and that we're going to stand by them, and that means all of them. We are excited about this, and I especially want to applaud the clergy right here today because they are opening their doors and creating a safe haven. And I want to encourage these young people to walk in that safe haven. Open your eyes, open your hearts. We are here for you, and we are excited. This movement is going to be a huge success, and there will be an end to guns and violence, and we will stand together.
That was Christina Hosh. She and her contractor husband, Edwin Torres, are owners of Crisland Management Corporation in the Pelham Bay area of the Bronx. They are training young entrepreneurs to try and stem the tide of gun violence in New York City, which many advocates believe exists because of lack of opportunities for young people. Despite the oppression of the morning sun and heat, business leaders, clergy, and elected officials passionately voiced their concern and expressed their commitment to the city's safety. Former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, Reverend Floyd Flake, hearkened his days of the civil rights movement.
We as a people can do much better than this. It is primarily minority children who are being killed. Those of us who have come through the civil rights struggle must understand that the struggle is not over, because as long as we are losing our children, we cannot afford to merely stand on the sidelines and watch as week after week after week, families are weeping and children are being taken to the graveyard. It's time for us to stand up, take a strong stand. Doesn't matter what our denomination is, our collective whole that God has called to be preachers and servants of God and speak to the needs of our people requires us to put down whatever might separate us and come together and bring unity as we seek to have communities where our children have opportunities to succeed, opportunities to live, and where families are not in distress, worrying about what's going to happen to their child in the moments when they're not in the home.
Pastor Maurice Jean-Pierre of Baraka Baptist Church of Canarsie offered several ways that churches can open their doors to communities.
There are several ways we can become proactive, working together with the local precincts, working together with the district attorney's office. The Brooklyn DA's office have several programs that allows houses of worship to come together and mentor youths in their community. Many churches are open for young men and young women who are offenders of misdemeanors can come in and do community service in your churches. So open your doors and receive them. Use that as an opportunity to connect with them. On August 7th, there's a national night out against crime in the 69th precinct, in the Canarsie area. Our church, and we invite all the churches to come out and march, and let's stand together against guns and gangs that we may be able to save our young people and bring a brighter future to this city. God bless you.
New York State Assembly member David Weprin is the co-sponsor of the micro-stamping bill. He says the power of the NRA has made a difference in preventing gun control laws.
The types of assault weapons used in Aurora, Colorado have no place in our society. They are not intended to be used for self-defense or for hunting. They are not intended for sporting purposes. Instead, they are manufactured with the sole purpose of killing as many people as possible. That young killer from Aurora, Colorado does not represent the spirit of America. We can and must rise up and put forward a collaborative community approach to ending the rampant gun violence that plagues our society here in New York City, here in New York State, but really all across the country. I'm very proud to stand here with the coalition of clergy, private sector, and my colleagues. I also believe that stand your ground laws have no place in the America of the 21st century, and they have only led to tragedy, as we have seen in the case of the recent Florida incident.
The citywide movement will begin with a coordinated call for all clergy to take three proactive steps by devoting their time each week this summer in their respective houses of worship to condemning gun and gang violence, participating in citywide prayer and fasting, and serving as an annex to the police department where individuals who see something can safely say something to their faith leaders. For WBAI's Evening News, I am Desi K. Robinson reporting.